the show over here.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
You're goofy.
We're goofing off.
Are we going to be goofing off like this every day?
It is National Goof Off Day today.
Is that every day? Come on.
Goofing off on the job, huh?
Goofing off, sir!
You better be goofing around.
I'm the king of goofing off.
Today is National Goof Off Day.
Do something goofy.
It's showtime, baby.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Wait, I'm confused. Is goofing off the same as goofing around? Huh. It's kind of like... Never mind. I'm not even going to make the comparison. Woo! It's Monday. How are you? Oh, I hope you're doing good. I actually had a weekend to do nothing. Of course, I got dragged into laundry and things like that and paperwork and computer work. But still, I was able to like put TV shows on in the background and do my work. And oh, it was so nice. It was so nice. But then I get thinking, I should be doing something. I should be, you know, your mind never stops. That's why you need times like Goof Off Day. You need to break from all of this. Kind of like those spring breakers were trying to do until they got arrested. You'd think that adults that consider themselves in charge would know that if you keep teenagers pent up, locked up, shut down, that when given a chance, they're going to go someplace and cut loose, goof off. Yeah. Oh, there were so many more than we thought. Yeah. People. Alcohol. Nice, fun, warm location. Imagine that. They have issues. Let's get to today's poll question. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And already so many things going on that, wow, you need a distraction from, but I can't. Because that's what the government and the politicians and the deep state and all of these other cretins, that's what they are doing. They are doing the distractions. Today's poll question. Sorry. 991fmtalk.com. Is child sex trafficking more prevalent in this country than the media makes it out to be? I want your opinion on that. We have a very special guest with us today, Andy Berger, who was passed around as an infant, as a newborn, survived just horrific abuse. She's going to join us today and let us know what the world is doing. Special conference coming up. Friday's poll question, will you use drone delivery services once they're approved? Wow, was I surprised with the answer. 84% of those participating said no. I don't have any interest in anything like that. You know, it's bad enough. You know, where are all the environmentalists? With as much as you see UPS and FedEx and all the other delivery services out there driving around, you really want that in the sky? Where are all the, you know, don't block my views with the billboards people? Again, They try to get you with convenience. Oh, you're going to love this. No. This is not a good thing. I want to see birds in the sky, not drones. It was so strange. I was driving out of the neighborhood the other day to go to the post office, which is funny. But I saw a drone hovering over one of my neighbor's house. And it immediately caught my eye. And now, oh, we're so proud. We can deliver your packages by drone. Really? Ugh. All right. Let's get into the big stories of the day. What was it? Biden say China's going to eat our lunch? Yeah. Why did diplomats have to go all the way to Alaska? No offense to Alaska. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. I've been there multiple times. And you should go if you get a chance. Do the sled dogs. That's awesome. Because then you get to play with the puppies afterwards. That's what I absolutely love. So we have a special guest joining us, the editor-in-chief of the China Bureau for Epic News, joining us in about 20 minutes from right now. So that's going to be awesome. I want to hear her opinion, somebody that actually covers this. Because, yeah, they, in my opinion, don't even want to deal with this administration. You know, you learn something about other cultures. They believe in strength and power and conviction. And they know Biden ain't got it. Ain't got it. All right. We have more chocolate bunnies. I thought we were going to be out of them. I thought last week was the end of it. But no, chocolate bunnies filled with either marshmallow or peanut butter. See, we don't give you that hollow garbage, that processed stuff that comes down the conveyor belt. No. Handmade goodies from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville. Yes, I love Gardnerville. Minden, Gardnerville, Douglas County, Churchill County. I love all of Northern Nevada. We have all of our special attributes. It's not just about Washoe and Clark. We are so much more than just Washoe County and Clark County. We need to remember that. Because there are a lot of people coming in that want to confuse you. Don't let them. All right. So, two contests today. We'll try and do one in each hour. But as we look at some things that are going along, I want you to remember, it's your money. U.S. House Democrats are proposing 4,350 earmarks a year, costing $13 billion. This is coming out of Forbes magazine, and Forbes knows money. A little liberal for my taste, but they know money. $13 billion a year. What happened to $13 million? What? They don't care. It's just going to continue until you say no. at the time, it sounds good. When are we going to have conviction? Okay? We used to hear all the time about how great Scary Reed was because he would bring he would bring money back to Nevada. Oh, he got millions of dollars for this or thousands of dollars for this, blah, 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 blah. Oh, we got to keep Harry Reid. He's bringing money back to Nevada. At what time do you just say no? You're horrible for accepting and doing money that way. These pork projects have got to go away. No to all of them. Contact your legislators. Stop with the pork projects. Well, we've got to get money back into the states. How about this? How about you stop taking money from the American people? It's crazy. And it's just so pathetic that people get excited to get their own money back in a pittance when you could actually be surviving. You could be making the house payments. You could be putting money away in your savings account. If they would stop taking all of it. And they're coming for more. If you live in the city of Reno, if you have a business in the city of Reno, they're coming for more. And it's going to be the same thing for all the counties. We have to get out of this COVID hole. The only reason we're in a COVID hole is because they put us in one. People are so desperate to get out and just function in their daily lives that all the kids go to Florida and cause havoc. Which is funny because now they're saying, don't travel. Don't travel. Well, unless you're John Kerry and you get a plane and go anywhere without a mask. I'm already planning on guests coming in. I'm planning on going places. I was just talking to Dan, the producer. He was at the post office. There were 8 people in line to update their passports. Let's see. This is the hypocrisy here. Let me sum this up for you. Think about this. You, no travel. You stay home. You no travel. Don't want to spread COVID. Don't want to have another outbreak. They open up our southern borders. Hundreds of thousands of people since Biden took some oath. I don't know what he was doing. Flooding into this country. The director down there saying probably 50% of them test positive for COVID. Do you see this here? This government that we have elected, these people that we put into office are not fighting for us. The Democrats are doing nothing but trying to destroy this country from within. I know. I laxed it over the weekend. But it's Monday. It's time to start up again. Even if you can just make one call, send one email, leave a message, just, you know, do the contact. Especially people who have never done it before. You can go to my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. All the links are right there to the legislature, to Nellis. It's got all the information for your legislators. If you've never done it before, just try it. Because the more people, it's more powerful to get 10 different people to call than to get two people calling five times. They pay more attention to those different names, those different numbers popping up. So if you can do anything today, do that. And continue to listen, because I will have a chance for you to win goodies from the chocolate shop right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Everybody's talking about the new tablet, made of yellow 8x11 paper, and it has a stack of memory. And it comes with this black stylus, so you can write right on the tablet. Make a mistake? No problem. Just use the delete function and cross the mistake off. One of the best parts? The theft protection. We tested leaving the tablet on a table outside a coffee shop. No one ever steals it. It's there when you return. It's the all-new yellow legal pad and black pen. Also available in white and blue.
FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Let's head on over to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Kelly's on the line. Hi, Kelly.
Oh, my gosh, Monica. I totally have to gush like Old Faithful for like 5 minutes or 5 seconds, whatever you'll allow me. I just love your postcard. Thank you for sending the picture of your pretty pistol and whatever the heck the other little sidearm is there. Oh my gosh, Nevada. Thank you, Nevada, for being, I'm going to change my name to Carrie, Open Carrie. And I just love your sense of humor. I would love to train with you. When you talked about the sled dogs and the puppies, like, again, you're the sister I never yet had, but I just got to take a trip to Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, me and a rental gun, and I got to train. I did 4-day defensive handgun. Oh, my gosh, we need one up here in northern
Nevada. Oh, you went down to front sight.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, and we need one in northern Nevada.
Yeah, we do.
So I can put on a speed suit.
Yeah, we need to get Sandra Lanier's on that. She opened up her new business, and so we got to get something going, because that is absolutely awesome. That is awesome. But yeah. Kelly, I do got to let you go.
A lot of the instructors come from Reno.
They
spend more money on gas than they are paid because of their love of teaching people. And I went from never touching a semi-auto pistol to, on Monday morning, by Thursday morning, I was only 3 points away from the distinguished graduate, my first test.
That is awesome. That is
That's how good they are.
So
That's how good they are.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got one word for going up to Virginia City and seeing a real man with the real sidearm. Okay, just one word, and this is a family show. So, boing, 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 boing.
Kelly, thank you so much for calling into the program today. You put a smile on my face every time. I tell you, we are sisters from different misters. So appreciate all of the gushing. We will be back with a very special guest after this Fox News update. We're going to talk China And should Nevada be worried? Yeah, there's some going-ons. There's some big going-ons. And actually, we're going to open up the phone lines once again right now, though, because we're going to take caller number 5. If you want to pick up that chocolate bunny filled with either marshmallow or peanut butter from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville, then be caller number 5 right now, 884-9910. Good luck to you.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 991fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And we've got some great guests coming up for you in just a minute. First off, though, I do want to say congratulations to David from Reno. Picked himself up a delicious chocolate bunny. Not one of those hollow-filled processed things. Nope. Handmade chocolates from the chocolate shop in Glorious Gardnerville. If you don't get a chance to win one, which you do in the next hour, if you don't have the opportunity or pick one up or just the good luck, guess what? You can contact them online at Chocolate Shop. That's chocolate, S-H-O-P-P-E. They're that good. They need an extra P and an extra E, like old world chocolates. Chocolateshop.us. You are going to love it. I've already been contacted from people that had their shipments sent out, you know, for special family members, and they just said they absolutely loved them. And, you know, when you get good stuff, that's what happens. You love it. It's good. All this stuff that just is mass-produced and, ugh, that's what you're putting into your body. Ugh. You need the good stuff. Like the chocolate shop. All right. Let's get in on to today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you think... Now, I don't want you to... I want your opinion. I don't want you to think about the media and the stories and everything like that. What do you think? Do you think that there is more child trafficking going on than is being led on to? What do you think? Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Friday's poll question, do you plan on using the drone services? Wow, 84% of those participating said no. Triple digits voting this time. Nope. Don't want those things. You know, I picture them being like gnats. You just, get away. You know, you see all the futuristic movies, like just picture, I almost said Logan's Run, but not Logan's Run, Blade Runner. And you see all these things, the sky is just filled with all kinds of stuff. You can't even see the sky anymore because it's just all, you know, flying stuff. Well, that's where we're headed. Jeez, that is definitely where we're headed. So one little quick thing here for you. I found this on, it was actually sent to me through social media. And I know it's more than just social media because the local television station, one of the local television stations picked up on it. We would like to show sweet support to those who have received the COVID-19 vaccine. Starting today, bring your vaccine card to a Krispy Kreme shop and get one free original glazed donut. No chance to get your vaccine? This will run till the end of 2021. I will never, ever, ever eat another Krispy Kreme donut. That is despicable. To bribe people, and that's what you're doing, to go out, because there are people that think that way. They'll go out and they'll get the shot just to get a Krispy Kreme donut. That's just, it's ridiculous. All right, let's get on to some serious things because, wow. Remember Joe Biden saying that China was going to eat our lunch? Yeah, that's not the case. Joining us right now, and I'm so glad to have her back on the show, that is Dr. Dana Chang, who is the senior editor for China News of the Epoch Times. Dr. Dana, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for inviting me again.
So, first off, let me ask you, what was the importance of the top Chinese emissaries meeting with Biden representatives in Alaska? Why didn't this meeting just happen in Washington, D.C., where they usually do?
Well, I think D.C., like D.C. people are taking slow steps and trying to see how to engage China again. Because the last year of Trump administration, the policy is a kind of decoupling from China. Mm-hmm. Because the virus has wiped out so many like good American people, and any trade agreement has not had a good effect. So the general direction is decoupling. And now, to reverse the decoupling, they are taking the slow steps. Well, nevertheless, they met. So China is taking this as an opportunity to show America we are as big as you, and we are equally strong, and we can challenge you. So Yang Jieci, the top diplomat, talked for 17 minutes. Although everyone agreed to talk for 2 minutes, he broke the rule because he wanted to show China does not follow the rule. They don't acknowledge any rule. And second, he spoke without the translation. The whole thing is a show to show Chinese people, to show Chinese leaders, Xi Jinping, that, oh, we are very strong in front of America.
That's an interesting, I didn't realize that they could only speak for so many minutes. So that's an interesting way to put that. Now, I know that Beijing has not been happy with, well, a lot of what America has come up with, you know, bringing manufacturing and everything back to this country, and even complaining about Washington's evil interference with Chinese affairs. Like you said, that was just kind of a show. Do they want to work, do you believe, with the Biden administration?
Communist Party have always said America as the number one enemy. But when they are not strong enough, they want to take advantage. So, of course, they want to work with America and continue to make money in American market. China become rich only because American opened the market to it. Not only American gave them the technology and helped them to build different like manufacturing lines. Most importantly, American opened the market to them. America bought so much from China.
Yeah.
And you look at everything in our house, you know, a lot of made in China, and everyone is like surrounded by China product. And that's how the wealth moved to China. So the tariff and the Trump approach really hurt China business. I have to make a point. It's not like, okay, China cannot get rich. Chinese people cannot have a better life. It's fine if Chinese people have a better life. But CCP used the opportunity to get the wealth, to grow the wealth from America and prepare military and set America as the target. So that's the problem. They use a lot of money to build their military and target at America.
You know, Dr. Dana, that's exactly what America has done. You know, our politicians take the wealth of the American people and put it into the militarized industrial complex. So we're kind of in the same boat here. But what about if Americans? But, oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. But America needs to have a strong military. Otherwise, the world will not have peace. The CCP will rule the whole world. So it's important America, as a leader of the free world, to stay strong, including a strong military.
So can the American people make a difference by just stop buying Chinese products? I mean, I got hooked on that website Wish, you know, wish.com, which is, you know, literally getting products straight from China and taking out the middleman. If people just stop buying these products, will it make a difference?
Sure, it will make difference. But most importantly is the policy from our country that can make a difference.
Okay.
It's the policy of the country, yes.
Dr. Danny, you've been doing this for a long time, and you talk about China building up their military. We've heard things about China training in Canada. We've heard things about Chinese military pushing up to the borders of India. Is this something that we are going to continue to see, is more aggression from China?
Yes, if we don't show our strength.
Okay. I don't see Biden. I don't see the Biden administration doing that. So we just have to keep pushing our politicians. Dr. Dana Chang, thank you so much for being so honest on what the ulterior motives are and what's going on. I know it's hard for people to accept that we could see a war literally on these shores with China in our lifetime if we don't show strength.
Having me.
Thank you, Dr. Dana Chang. Dr. Dana Chang is the senior editor for China News of the Epoch Times. So, you know, if there's one publication I urge people to pay attention to, it's the Epoch Times. You can get it in all kinds of different forms. I know it's not what you want to hear. But the Biden administration, this is why they had to get Trump out. Follow me here. It was set in place for Hillary Clinton to take the reins after Obama. They thought she would never lose. That's why the chaos after the election. And that's why for the past 4 years, Donald Trump was trying to protect this country. And at every single turn, he was met from Democrats, from Republicans, from the media. At every single turn to try to discredit him, to try to ruin him, to try to get him in jail. This is what it was all about. What we're going through right now is not about a virus. It is about a takeover. It was about an election. To get the person who was standing between them and the American people. Hillary Clinton would have already had us into a war. If it weren't for Donald Trump, we wouldn't be sitting where we are today. Because we would already be in the midst of a war if Hillary Clinton had gotten in there. Well, she didn't. So they had to come up with something else. And that was a biological agent masked as a virus to not only shut this country down, but to shut the world down. You know, Wuhan, China, that they have no mandates. They're not locked down. A lot of China's not locked down. Unless you speak out against the regime, and then there's still lockdowns. At what point will people take off their masks and start realizing it's not about getting a Krispy Kreme donut, it's not about wearing masks, it's not about vaccination cards? Well, it is about vaccination cards. Because they don't want you traveling. They don't care if people illegally come into this country carrying a virus. They just don't want you traveling because they want you miserable. They want you upset. These people out here at take off the mask rallies and open up our legislature rallies, they're not angry. You don't see the violence happening at these events. They're showing their patriotic spirit, their love of freedom. And there's a much different attitude behind chaos and behind freedom. Because when you go out to the rallies that are held, yeah, you see smiling faces. You see people excited. You get an energy from them that, yeah, we will win this. But we need more people waking up and participating. We'll be back after this break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you missed it on Friday, I had a chance to speak with Dr. Shiva Yuri, and he is just an incredible person to speak with. So you can go back and listen to the podcast if you like. But one of the last things that we were talking about was mental acuity and the spirit that we have inside of us. So if your spirit, if your heart is heavy, if your brain is heavy, if you're getting depressed from all of this, that's what they want. Because depression and thoughts and feelings, they can be as oppressive to your immune system as any virus out there. So if you look to have fun, if you look to engage, that's why they're keeping us shut down. That's why they took away our fun. Remember, just for 2 weeks? No, that's why it's been for over a year, because people weren't buying it. They weren't buying what they were selling. So what did they do? Well, we just got to shut everything down. Doesn't matter if we kill the economy or not. Do not blame business failures on the virus. It is because of the lockdown and the politicians, all of them, both sides, who are still pushing it and have us locked down. The people who aren't fighting for us. The Republicans who aren't fighting against it are just as bad as the Democrats who are pushing it. And here's one more example. California theme parks are going to be reopening on April 1st, but with a caveat. Yeah. This is coming from Greg Jarrett, who is an attorney. He's a Fox News contributor. He's got it going on. He does the research. Remember how you couldn't sing in church? Well, now screaming is outlawed on California roller coasters. That's right. Shouting, screaming, you know, basically having fun. What happens when you go on a scary roller coaster? You scream and you giggle and you get that adrenaline going. Yeah. How are they going to keep people from screaming? What are they going to do? Kick you out of the park? California's amusement parks are excited to responsibly reopen under the recently released state guidance. These guidelines do not require parks to prohibit screaming. Yeah, that screams exactly what they're going to be doing. Why? Because when you scream, you spit. Sometimes. And then you spread a virus. Out in the open. Have you figured out this is just a bunch of bull? We'll be back right after this.